Together, we are Ash Friendly.
Welcome
to another episode of Ash Friendly. I am your host, Steel Jones. I want to thank everyone for listening. I deeply appreciate it. I hope this podcast brings you light, love, and energy to yourself and to everyone else around you. Well, folks, today we're going to talk about our Ash Friendly Friends meeting. So this meeting happens after our main event. So we have the Ash Friendly meeting. Then we have our event the following weekend, and right after that, we have our monthly Ash Friendly Friends meeting. So this is for everyone to come together to talk about the event, talk about what worked, talk about things that we like, things we didn't like. It's there to meet and introduce other sponsors for Ash Friendly, to introduce other people that worked out. Hand out, not really awards, but, hand out responsibility to people, which is kind of an award, but you're still not an award because you're getting more responsibility. So it's more of an achievement, I would say. And of, getting identified as, all right, this is the person that's going to wear an Ash Friendly t-shirt. So for the meeting purpose behind that is when we're going to an event, people are going to know where they can find people with information on Ash Friendly. And people with X amount, the people that are wearing X t-shirt, that will symbolize as that they're Ash Friendly, they're safe, I can talk to them, get valuable information. And so then we can go into talking about have highlights of all the pictures that we have, do a nice big recap, get more people involved and feeling important of what they're doing is actually making sense and actually going back into the community a certain way. Because a lot of people nowadays don't really feel that I'm going to go volunteer, but I'm not really getting good feedback. Am I really doing the amount of good work here? And so I need to make sure they get that validation for being part of what we're doing. And a part of it is part of it comes from them. This is your self-esteem. This is what you need in life to be well-rounded, to get really satisfied and full and accepting of who you are, to be acknowledgement of that you are still important and you're contributing back, you're contributing back into society, back into your community. You're being a pillar in your community. You're being an outstanding representative of what your town, city, county represents. And so that's very, very important for a lot of different people. So they can see you doing the right thing. And then once that happens, you will inspire them to do the right thing too. Along the way, a lot of people get lost and they forget what we're really here on earth to do. We're here to support each other. We're here to love each other. We're here to love the environment, love the world, live a wonderful life, live a full, rich life. Not to be really so focused and concentrated on the hate and nastiness and rejection a lot of people feel. And I get that. But the thing that I understand is if I get rejected by you, it doesn't mean I need to go hurt you because you rejected me. I just need to go find people that I'm accepted with. And that's okay if you don't like me. And it's okay if you don't like forgiveness. I get it. It's a hard thing to swallow. Forgiveness and self-esteem are two hard things for people to understand. Why would you need forgiveness? Why would you need understanding? But they're perfect for what everyone else needs in the world. So as we're talking about our meeting, as we're going about doing, highlighting the different things that we've learned, we're also bringing people in for the first time. And so I want them to, if they want to come up and say a few things, if they want to bring something that's important to them to share to the group, this is their time to do it. If they didn't get a chance to do it for the last event, then they can come for this event. So it's to symbolize that everyone around me and everyone working with me is important. And you guys, whoever's working with me is Ash Friendly. They're the ones driving everything. They're the ones doing everything. I'm basically the point of the tip where let's move it forward. Let's keep going. Let's drive it. I'm dealing with all the negativity. I'm dealing with all the hate. I'm dealing with all the problems of running it. That's my responsibility because it's my business. But with everyone else, they're the ones who are doing the good work. They're the ones focused. So I want to make sure that I reward everyone, give them acknowledgement and understanding of, like, this is the way. You found your way. Now help others find their own way. And so that way, no one has to keep turning constantly to evilness, constantly to darkness, constantly to bashing yourself and hating yourself and going down dirt holes because the people around you are negative. Doesn't mean you're negative. It means the people around you are negative, and you just need to get out of that system and out of that area. It's there to realize to not like make people feel so alone. Oh, did I just do an event? Like, oh, cool, but now I gotta wait another month. Well, now you have another meeting to go to, and then another meeting to go to, and then another event. And we need you part of this. And we need you to figure out what else do you want to do? How else do you want to explain yourself? How else do you want to express your way, how you feel, or how way that you want people to understand you? I don't know. Do you want to help out with the mapping? Do you want to help out being a hero? Do you want to help out using ash-friendly car services? It's up to you, and it's up to them. But when they're at the meeting, they're important. And a lot of people don't get to feel that way. And a lot of people don't get to feel important, valued, understood, or appreciated. But when they come to that meeting, when it's ash-friendly and friends, and then at the end of it, you turn to ash-friendly family and you can come to the meeting next time, it's a priceless thing. You're getting introduced to this loving community of just pure, just enjoyment from doing what you naturally want to do, your natural being. Produce more kindness, love, empathy, sympathy, and compassion. And finding new ways. Like when I find the group of core people that are going to teach people how to cook and teach you how to bake, and then they get to bake and cook for this town they live in, the city they live in, hand out free food, and it comes from them every single day. That's a powerful thing. And they're teaching other people to do the same thing and figuring out a way to solve the problems. Feed all of America, house all of America, hydrate all of America, and a safe place for all of America, for everyone. And a lot of people don't like that, but I don't care. It has to be for everyone. There's no discrimination. You can go discriminate on your whatever channel you listen to, whether it's MSNBC, Fox News, whoever, discriminate, hate, go listen to all your hate, but don't bring it here. Don't bring it here. Don't need it here. Don't want it here. All I want is people to feel like they can be themselves, relax, be understood, be listened to, or whatever they're missing, so that way they can feel that appreciation and to attack their demons, attack or block or get rid of all the negativity out of their life. And the more negativity and the more can'ts, the more I won'ts, it's just out of the life, the easier it is. What are you doing? I'm doing. What are you doing? I'm trying. What are you doing? I'm working. What are you doing? I'm fixing. What are you fixing? I don't know, but I'm fixing. I'm getting my shoes on. I'm getting my shirt on. And I'm fixing to do something. Because I don't know yet, which is going to be in a couple moments, what's going to pop up on my phone, where I'm going to head to, who's going to help me out, what do I feel motivated to. Or maybe I just need to sit, relax, pray, think, and figure that out. But I know, but right now, I'm fixing on doing something like that. Because I'm brushing my teeth, I'm combing my hair, I'm washing myself. And people start looking at you different. What's going on with that guy? What's going on with that girl? Why do they feel happy? I should feel happy. I have more money than them. I have nicer things than them. I'm more successful than them. They're happier. Shouldn't I get that happiness? But they can't get it because they're chasing the wrong things. And that never leads to fulfillment. What Ash Friendly does and Ash Friendly Family is we strive to be fulfilled and reach and really reach a rich, deep, luxury life of what you consider the best version of yourself. An ability to love yourself the way you know how to. And people will love you and care for you the way that you love yourself. And that's the most powerful thing in the world. Well, folks, I really deeply appreciate you listening to me. I'm going to leave you as I always leave you. If you can love the world, love yourself, love the people around you, then we'll continue to make the world a safer and beautiful place. Thank you very much for listening and have a wonderful night. And remember, together we are Ash Friendly.